This is an ENN special report. Now reporting.
Peter, you have done a phenomenal job.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Now let me throw a couple at you. What's your name?
Don.
Don.
Bang, bang!
Don, you understand what I'm saying?
No, I'm out.
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
Huh? Hello? What?
What's up, homies?
Hi, guys.
All right. Welcome to ENN, which is sponsored by the All-American Ford Auto Group. Shop the largest and best Ford group in the Northeast at allamericanford.net. All-American Ford has the largest selection and best prices with locations in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant, New Jersey. We'll start off by saying good evening to Michael.
He's a legitimately nice man.
And then we'll say good evening to Don.
What kind of steak was it? You seem like a bone-in guy.
Don't you love when you're watching a game? You're not watching, you know, you're concerned about the total outcome, but every inning's meaningful.
Right.
And don't you love the feeling of when you see a game go to commercial and you see that the team you were rooting for just picked up a few more runs? It's a satisfying feeling.
Right.
Isn't it nice?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You lost me.
But do you understand the feeling I'm referring to?
No. I'll
you're
pass.
Flipping back to a baseball game.
Right.
You lost me at Welcome to ENN.
And when you flipped it, and when you flip it back,
right.
you're rooting for the Yankees.
Right.
And you got caught up watching How I Met Your Mother.
Mm-hmm.
And when you come back, it goes, oh, and the Yankees pick up 3 more in the 5th. That doesn't make you feel good?
If that happened, but I don't know of what you're referring.
He's usually the guy telling you they picked up 3 in the 9th.
Right.
Whatever, so maybe you don't appreciate the sentiment.
No. I'm just a communicator. Are you okay?
Excuse me.
You so felt you're saying, okay to cough into the mic without hitting the cough button.
Hold on. Apologies.
So I'm rooting for a hockey team.
Sure.
And I flip on, I want to get caught up on a million little things. I flip back over, the team I'm rooting for scored 2 goals while I was flipped. That's a good feeling.
That's right.
I get what you're saying.
He doesn't understand, though, what I mean.
No, I understand what you mean. I really don't want to deal with it.
Fordham's got this rare game on ESPN. Very
right.
rare.
Mm-hmm.
And they're getting killed. They're down 25-3.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So you flip over to a rerun of How I Met Your Mother. Get completely caught up in it.
You
for
love
whatever
it.
Reason.
You love it. You're in the zone.
You come back, game's tied at 25.
What do you think about that?
You'd be like,
yeah, this is a waste of ENN time. Would you please go? I don't think there's an easy answer. Goodness gracious. Talk about like destroying a popular segment with nonsense.
I don't know.
Private jokes.
It wasn't private. It was fun.
I know exactly where he's trying to go.
Know.
I don't want to play in that reindeer
game.
Did
not 30 seconds ago Michael say, I don't know what you're saying. I don't know what you're talking about.
No, I was faking it. I know exactly what he's saying. I don't want to talk about it. I'd like him to do ENN.
Well, you always, I got to tell you for future reference, the things you don't like, you really drag on the worst. You could have skipped right past that.
No, but you kept hammering it home. I thought it was inconsequential.
All right, Peter Rosenberg
You know
continues.
What? You're uninvited to the show Christmas party.
Oh, my God.
A week from tomorrow. It's unprecedented.
There's never been a situation where a host was uninvited.
Yeah.
Can Spud Murray go in my place?
Who's Spud
Murray?
It's
a fictional character.
All right. The Brooklyn Nets will be without Kyrie Irving for at least another 2 games.
So there's no rhyme or reason to any of that?
I knew you know what the rhyme or reason was, right?
No, I've that yeah,
he's,
was lost.
He's playing games with himself. It's Tonka Choice.
You know what the funny part is?
What?
He thought you didn't know.
Oh, I knew.
He didn't know.
I knew for sure.
And he didn't know.
Yeah,
you'll know one day, everyone. The Nets will be though without Kyrie Irving for at least an extra 2 games, according to Kenny Atkinson after practice on Tuesday.
The longest tenured coach in New York.
This is the most brilliant. Execution of load management I've ever seen. He's going to miss 11 games.
You think that's part of it?
I don't think so, but I mean, he better play every single game the rest of the way that he's capable of playing. He's missed over half their games.
They're 10-10. They're 6-3 without Kyrie.
So at the end, he's going to miss 11 games. And then
what's this injury called?
Some shoulder problem. I think it's called some shoulder problem.
I've heard
a lot of
that.
Medical books.
I've heard about some shoulder problem. So Kevin Garnett is out doing promo for Uncut Gems.
Okay.
With
the Adam Sandler
vehicle. Yes, which by the way, I'm watching tonight.
How?
I'm very excited.
How are you watching?
You know.
Well, I've got nothing to do tonight.
I have, you want to come over?
Are you watching it in your house?
Yeah.
How are you watching it in your house?
I have a screener.
Really?
Oh yeah. Sure I do.
I'll pass.
They were having screenings. I couldn't make any of the screenings, so I do the Michael K show every day.
So it's important for them that you see it.
Apparently so. I said I would love to watch the movie.
Why wouldn't they give it to Michael Kay then?
You don't pay attention to things like this. You're above it.
That's not true.
I talk to the people. I communicate with the people, the publicists. They want. They
I'm a big movie guy. I'd appreciate that.
Yeah. He would read the book if you gave it to him.
he'd do it. No, well, Don's actually reading the autobiography of one of the grips on the movie. It's called Get a Grip. My Life as a Key Grip by John Olgohausen.
Yeah.
Kevin Garnett was asked during his media run about Kyrie Irving leaving Boston. And he said that Kyrie did not have the mental makeup for Boston. Quote, Boston's a tough town, dog. You have to have some major cojones to be there. You got to want that. The people want it for you. That's why Paul is perfect for it. Paul wants the shot every time.
Paul who?
Pierce. Like, you're 0 for 14, and it's like, I know, but they want it.
Can I ring in on this?
Not if you're going to badmouth Uncut Gems, Kevin Garnett, the Boston Celtics, or the NBA.
I'm going to badmouth Garnett.
How dare you?
Kyrie Irving doesn't have the cojones. Hit one of the biggest shots in NBA Finals history. Has won a championship. The same amount of championships as Kevin Garnett. Stop it, Kevin. Stop. Maybe just didn't like Boston. Maybe want to come home. That's awful.
I'm coming home.
Awful. Now I don't want to see Uncut Gems.
No, you know what? KG has the right to say that he wasn't built for Boston. He didn't handle it
that
well.
He said cojones.
But
you don't hit a 3-point shot to win an NBA Finals if you don't have cojones.
That's so true.
It's a good point by you. It's a good point. It's a good retort. But in
Boston, went to Duke. He didn't shy away from having a great education.
Yeah, come on. Well, he went to Duke for 1 year. I don't know how much education was happening. I mean, I think he's a very smart, educated guy.
He missed the Earth is Round class, which is a big part of the curriculum.
He didn't pay attention to geology or geography or whatever it was.
Geology, I'm sure he did.
Solar system.
I think you learned that in kindergarten.
I think he was that. I don't think he. Anyways.
You continue to say that he did that without thinking. I believe
he was trolling.
That. He was not trolling.
Yes, he was.
No, he's trolling you by making you think he was trolling.
No. Kyrie Irving did not believe the world was flat.
He was trolling. How did that benefit him to put it out there that he's not that smart? How?
Really, Peter? How?
What's the end game?
Why do people troll?
Why? Because there's an end game to trolling. Why? Because you're going to get something out of it. You didn't get any. He ruined his reputation.
Yeah, let's have people think I'm stupid for a month and a half.
Yeah, I think you're the only person who still talks about this all the time.
Don does, too.
That's good.
Don and I talk about it constantly. Sometimes
I just can't
we call
believe
each other in the middle of the night.
Go, can't believe it? Because you know why? If you got time to kill, go and listen to the people and go to the videos and go
the flat
to
earthers.
The social media pages of the flat earthers
why?
And the extent that they will go believe this is happening.
You know they're on the same website? If you go to find the flat earthers, you know who's on the same website?
No.
The Phil Jackson truthers. They're all
It's
page.
All the same people.
I know them. Let's see. The New York Giants have not had a great season.
No.
Paid attention.
No.
I don't know about that. But someone else has weighed in. Steve Tisch. He owns the New York Giants.
50%
of them. Half of them, along with John Mara. Tisch was at the, he's being honored today at the March of Dimes luncheon.
I was there. Peter was invited, and the invite was pulled last night.
Hmm.
Unbelievable.
Weird that it was pulled last night of all nights, right?
Yeah. I think it was to the picture of you surface.
Yeah, I was going to say, is that?
They said, is he wearing that
hat?
Scary, bro, to this event where the head of ESPN is going to be.
And you know what I responded?
He got.
Ask Phil. That's how I responded. Because I was Jim Dolan in that photo.
You channeled Jim.
Which is.
We got to get Jim back here. Maybe tomorrow.
No, it's time.
Tomorrow will be a good day.
Yeah, tomorrow's a good day.
About 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
Ask Phil.
Jim, you're invited in tomorrow if you'd like.
Ask Phil. Okay, ask him what? Ask Phil.
All right. Why did he pick Nelikina?
Ask Phil. Tisch said.
And then why did you fire him right after he picked him?
Ask Phil. Tisch, speaking about the Giants season, said, it's, quote, it's been a very frustrating season. This was to Bruce Beck on WNBC TV. At the end of the season, John Mara and I are going to get together and discuss the future. As partners, we have to be very honest with each other about where we see this team going into the 2020 season. He asked the fan base for patience. I'm being patient, which you know at times is challenging. Please be understanding and patient. I want Giants fans to feel that their voice is being heard.
Now, that can't be good for Shermer because the fans are all screaming for his head. Here's how no evidence, but I think I've been pretty good being a Giant whisperer.
You've been a Gettleman whisperer for a long time.
And what is Gettleman? General manager of the Giants.
Yeah, correct. But you are really on the Gettleman bandwagon. I don't understand. You don't see things that other people see.
I just said I would be a little bit more patient.
You know why?
Why?
He's in full bloom love.
Is he really?
No, I'm not. I think he hasn't done that great of a job, but I'll be a little bit more patient with him more than Shermer.
Why?
I believe John Mara wants to keep Shermer because he doesn't want a second coach gone after just 2 years.
Well, he would have lasted three more games than McAdoo.
I believe
McAdoo.
Steve Tisch wants Shermer gone and is going to try to convince John Mara of that. That's just my prediction. That's what I think is being hinted at. Now, maybe John wants him to go too, but I think Steve believes that they want to stay the course and be patient and all that. And I think even though Steve is talking about patience, I think he's going to go in and try to convince John that a change is necessary and maybe wants to be a little bit more involved in football, say. I think it's all going to come together this offseason. Major turning point in this franchise.
Really?
Yeah.
That's breaking news that you feel something positive.
Something I feel. No,
I feel
it. Steve can make it worse. That's always possible. I'm just saying that times they are a-changing.
Do you want to hear what the process? They're going to bring Don in to help the Giants coaching process.
Really?
You want to hear what the meetings are going to sound like?
Sure.
Swap aside! Swap aside!
Street him out! You familiar with the work of David Blow?
Maybe that would be the guy he'd have as backup.
Dear God.
Oh, by the way, you know who I ran into today at the March of Dimes luncheon?
Who's that?
Iron Eagle, who heard about, your little...
No.
Thing about his son.
You sure? No, really?
And he said, well, a lot of people called and told me I wasn't listening. He said, what exactly was it that he said? I said, when I told him that Noah was 22 years old and was the voice of the Clippers, Peter stood up and said, I'm a failure, 40 years old, I'm a failure. And Ian, and only the way I, he said, well, okay, I could see that.
See?
Yeah.
So he wasn't offended at all?
No, he believes you are a failure.
Well... I was hoping he would see it more as a compliment for his son.
No, he didn't take it as a negative to his son.
But he agreed.
He agrees that you're a failure.
Soundly, he's got a very dry sense of humor, and he likes to make fun of people. I wouldn't take it personally.
I would.
Thank you.
Ian would listen more, but he is just fiercely loyal.
Oh, yeah.
Fiercely loyal.
We can't even get him on the show.
Can't get him on. Very loyal to the competition. And rightly so.
That's where he started.
He started as an intern.
At this point, he's like the band on the Titanic.
Wow.
You know, final notes as it's nosediving into the ocean.
Hostile,
you know,
rage, torment,
blood feast. Those guys in the band, though.
Loyal.
They felt good about themselves as they bubbled under.
No, they did. They felt
the right thing.
As their final breaths were being taken and they were, they were thinking,
this is the thing
I love
do.
This ship.
Right.
I love the Titanic.
Right.
When people were saying, as it's leaning in, they were going, are you sure this was you should have taken the Queen Mary. And they were going, no, Titanic.
Let me hear the gurgling again. Wow.
Are you sure, sir? This was the right boat for you? Oh, trust me. If I had it, it's like Don with his picks.
Right.
If I had to do it over again.
Or like you with the Monday Night last night.
If I had to do it over again, guess what?
I'd do the same
thing.
I take
the Titanic again.
It really wasn't the Titanic. It's Rose. Rose sunk it.
Wait, Don,
Rose is the bad person.
But hold on real quick. We should jump in here for a second.
I do enjoy her work.
Well, this song's undeniable. There's no denying this is one of the great, great movie songs of all time.
You can
fight it if you want and think you're better than it.
But this doesn't seem like your type of song.
It's everybody's type.
It's everybody's type of song.
I thought the 8 Mile soundtrack would be your kind of thing.
The only people.
They're similar songs in a certain way.
They call people that don't like this song something in denial. Everyone loves this song, just
that's
only a fraction.
Actually where the Titanic went down, in denial.
I'm
here all week.
I was going to tell Don, because when I was talking about the Titanic and the band,
right.
I think I was speaking about the actual Titanic. I mean, I think the movie part, the band is in the movie.
Yeah, he thinks that Rose really happened.
But he thinks Rose is real life.
But
also,
you only know the band's in the movie, on the boat because of the movie.
But is that a real story?
No.
That's a real story,
right? The band played.
You don't know.
Too soon.
No?
It's too soon.
You don't know that.
No, there's books about it.
There may have been a Rose on the boat, and she killed.
Someone else?
Yeah. Whatever is Leonardo's name.
Jack.
Look at you.
I do understand that was a made-up story.
By the way, I have we're not sure, but
True story, Mikey?
I have a certain space in my heart for some very cheesy songs, though. You know what song I love?
No, tell me.
Hero by Enrique Iglesias.
Wow, interesting.
That is a good song.
It's a, isn't
and I'm also a believer, I don't know if you believe this, I believe everyone on the planet likes at least one Barry Manilow song.
You know, I would have argued tooth and nail until I realized how much I liked Mandy.
Mandy's
I love
quality.
Mandy. And you should have heard Joey Salvia's different incarnations of Mandy.
Yeah. He did Andy. It for
Andy.
Right.
About. Every time Andy Pettit won a big game, oh, Andy. Oh, it was beautiful.
It was uncomfortable.
Give you goosebumps.
I think
he actually played it to Andy on center stage. And Andy had that look like, how do I get out?
I think
where's
he signed,
the exit here?
I think he signed with Houston because of how uncomfortable the song made him feel.
Born to be a special Yankee. Forever you'll be
oh, Andy.
There was a period of time where the show tried too hard. That was then.
Today you will see.
Oh, Andy.
On the mound.
All right, okay, we get it. With the audio.
In actuality,
it was highly produced.
All right. Carmelo Anthony said that he was prepared to walk away from the NBA if the Trail Blazers had not called.
Really?
Yeah, because there's no team that wanted him.
I'm prepared to walk away from a chance at being a Major League Baseball.
That would be like Don saying, I was prepared to stop dating if Nancy would not go out. I mean, if Nancy wouldn't go out with Don, there was nobody else.
There was. That's the thing. But it also would have been like if he'd waited around for Nancy for
right.
a full year.
Right.
And at the end, he said, you know, if she never come, I was ready to just hang it all up.
Right.
Because he did wait a year.
So you want Nancy to think that if she didn't marry me, then nobody else would.
At that time. Now I think you'd be flooded with requests. You have tightened your game up. Mullet boy, not many people would have wanted you.
Carmelo was asked about if he heard anything that bothered him during the time when he wasn't playing over the last year or so.
Bad teammate, bad locker room guy. I'm like, where's all of these things coming from? It was a copycat, league and a copycat narrative that was out there. It started becoming a domino effect. And early, that was cutting deep. And it was just like, why? And I have prepared myself to kind of just walk away from the game if the right situation didn't come about.
You really were ready to walk away?
I was ready to walk away. Yeah. I mean, because it's hard, like, waking up every morning not knowing what to expect, not knowing what to do, not knowing what to work on, wanting to give up hope, wanting to give up faith and belief and just, like, you know, just forget this whole basketball thing.
How many people have the swag not only to bring along a band when they talk, but singers, too. Well, he has singers.
Do you know that right when that part ends, he starts singing Sexual Healing
really?
To Rachel Nichols?
Interesting.
Yeah. It's quite a moment.
I tell you what, does this guy, he must feel so good about life. He's like laughing in everybody's faces. He's hanging on the rim and he has every right to do it. Because sports is full of gutless followers. And there was this narrative that he was not a bad guy. He was not a bad teammate with the Knicks. He was not a bad player with the Knicks. He was surrounded by bad teams.
His biggest sin was not being LeBron James.
And his other biggest sin was he kind of did not go along for the ride for Jeremy Lin. That was a bad look.
He lost his, yeah, that's true. He lost his first game when he got to Portland. Since then, a 117-94 run over the Bulls. 136-119 went over the Thunder, and a 107-103 went over the Bulls. They play the Clippers tonight at 10 o'clock on TNT, and he was also named the Western Conference Player of the Week.
That's right.
Last week.
How far can Portland go? Second round, maybe?
Well, right now they need to make the playoffs. So
they'll get their people back. I think he could. They can
get Lillard back. Right now,
got to get the logo back.
Right now, they are outside the playoffs by a game and a half.
That's
nothing.
Nothing.
Well, I'll tell you who's out of the playoffs by a lot more than that and is the absolute worst team in the NBA, even worse than the Knicks. The Golden State Warriors.
Mm.
Can you believe that?
Yes.
Sports comes at you fast.
It sure does. And Steve Kerr says about another loss. This was a 104-79 loss to the Hawks on Monday. They're 6-7. To drop them to 4-18, quote, it wears on you. And you want those efforts to be rewarded. You have to keep the faith. And you just have to keep fighting. And that's my job, to keep their spirits up and turn it around. I mean, yeah, I hear you. But, I mean, can everyone calm down? You act like you've been wading through this pain. You're coming off of a run, for the guys who have been on this team, they're coming off a run of literally dominating the league like it was playground ball for the last 5-6 years. And now you've been, what, we're 22 games in?
And everybody's hurt.
There have been franchises that have been mucking around in absolute obscurity for a decade.
But all the the equity he built at 73-9, he's going to be closer to 500 at the end of this year. He might be 9-73.
I mean, there is no – that is a great point. You don't think about how much it's going to affect his overall career record.
Of course.
This is going to be brutal.
I think he'll be fine. He's handled far more adversity in his life.
That is true. He's been through a lot in real life, much tougher than this. So you mentioned it earlier, Michael. There is a disaster amiss in Washington, D.C. at Georgetown, where Georgetown players Josh LeBlanc and Galen Alexander – have reportedly received restraining orders back in November resulting from accusations of harassment and burglary. And then another player, freshman Myron Gardner, was accused of sexual harassment and assault. According to records obtained by ESPN, a Georgetown student filed for the restraining order against LeBlanc and Alexander on November 5th. In response to an alleged burglary that I believe Josh LeBlanc committed against me on September 16, 2019, Joshua threatened bodily harm against myself and my roommate, the complaint read. He continued to threaten me verbally and via text message the following week. The restraining order was granted on the 20th of November. Now,
and now on December 3rd, they finally acted on it? They have two guys that have restraining orders, and they finally acted on
the
night December 3rd?
The night of the hearing, they both played in a game against Penn State.
Bad luck. I mean, one thing about Georgetown under John Thompson and his son, they didn't deal in this sort of nonsense.
Well, or they kept the nonsense so quiet that it was a different time.
It's a bad look for Patrick Ewing.
Yeah. I mean, let's be clear.
Because they might not even make – they're probably not making the tournament. They lost their two best players.
Yeah.
And this was the year they were turning things around.
Georgetown's responded, saying Georgetown takes student conduct issues very seriously and ensures that they are investigated thoroughly. While we are not able to comment on specific cases, we have processes for investigating and adjudicating alleged violations for our student code that are fair to both parties.
Is that adjudicating?
That's right, adjudicating. What did I say?
Adjudicating.
It was close. Adjudicating.
You didn't quite get that class in Maryland, did you?
No.
The English language is my playground.
Rushed over that one. That's a shame what just happened there.
I have a big dictionary.
The Rutgers Board of Governors approved a contract for Greg Schiano to come back.
There you go.
Round two for the 53-year-old Schiano. An 8-year, $32 million deal, of course. He had a great run from 2001 to 2011, 68-67 overall. But the record, as time went on, got better and better. And he turned them into consistent winners. So the plan is to bring back Schiano and see what happens this time.
Never coached in the Big Ten.
Different ball game. Different.
One thing I would like to say, and we might have somebody on tomorrow that could really talk in depth about this. But
interesting. Who?
Don't worry about it. I keep reading how, you know, this is a state university. It's disgraceful that he's making this sort of money. Disgraceful that he wanted private planes. He's going to be on the low end of the payroll spectrum in the Big Ten. I mean, look at what Jim Harbaugh make. I mean, are you kidding me? If you want to play in the Big Ten, if you want to argue academics over sports, I can have that argument with you all day. You're right. But once they join the Big Ten, then if you really want to swim in the deep end of the pool, you got to get the right things. And he needs for private jet to recruit. He wants to be part of a country. That's what all these coaches get. That's what they get.
That's the going rate. And if you want to dance. And negotiations broke down. And after negotiations broke down, I was following it on social media and the reaction. And the feeling was, see, this is why Rutgers can't play ball. They can't be in the Big Ten. They don't want to be able to pay big-time coaches. And it was such a bad look for them. I wonder if that got them back in to finally cave and say, listen, we got to give them what he wants here.
Well, you know what? Steve Politti, who's done such a great job writing about this at NJ.com, he's had some really good columns, and he wrote, this hire was because Rutgers fans just went nuts.
Yeah, they did.
When he didn't sign a deal, that Rutgers stepped away. They went nuts. The voices were heard. They really were. And so he's going to make $4 million a year for 8 years. Harbaugh makes $8 million a year. Urban Meyer, I mean, come on. Nick Saban makes $9 million. Dabo Sweeney makes $9 million a year. If you want to play in the big time, that's what you're going to have to pay a coach. Now, if you don't think that's the right thing to do, then they should leave the Big Ten.
That's it. If you
want to
be here. But
if they're in the
here,
Big Ten, I'm sorry, that's the deep end of the pool,
you
got to
play ball.
It's crazy when you think about the fact that Greg Schiano at Rutgers is going to make so much more money than Aaron Boone. Isn't that crazy to think about?
You know what? I don't know.
Well, I think it is.
Well, he's going to have more of an effect. That's no insult to Aaron Boone, but when you talk about recruiting,
no,
and
it's
the
a
work
different
that's
job.
Going to go in to
totally
turn that
job.
Around.
You know what? I don't know.
Listen,
don't know.
Are college football coaches overpaid? Sure. Is it ridiculous that the highest paid state employee is a football coach? Of course. But doesn't mean that they don't work hard. They work very, very hard. He's got to try to bring this university to respectability. And it's going to take a lot of hard work. And it's going to be a 24/7, 365-day-a-year job. He's going to have to recruit. He's going to have to convince kids, more importantly than anything else, to stay in New Jersey. This area has as good a college, as good a football players as any place in the country. Trying to get them to stay is important.
Part.
Take a look at the rosters of some of the big-time schools and how many kids are from New York and New Jersey.
No, there are plenty. By the way, the Devils have announced that they have relieved John Hines of his head coaching duties.
But he's still with the Stern Show, right?
That is correct.
Okay. That's
and interim head coach will be Elaine Nasruddin, who I'm a big fan of, Don.
Some people think that the next head coach will be a ploy to try to keep Taylor Hall here. He's a free agent at the end of the season. So will they go big time? Would you put in a call to Mike Babcock? Would you pay that kind of money? Would it work? With all the young players, Babcock's not known to work well with young players, but hey, they raised season tickets when they got P.K. Subban and they got the first overall pick and brought in Hughes, and
well,
they
now,
have
now,
vastly underachieved this year.
There's a chance that Hall would stay.
It's a slim chance.
Okay, so then what Shiro has to do is go to who do you want as the coach? If you really want him to stay, but, then you let him pick the coach.
But this is the problem that we're seeing in sports now. Think about what you just said. A guy that may not stay anyway is going to decide who the next head coach is going to be.
You know what? You want to show me something, Don? Bring in Scotty Bowman.
I've often thought about
that. You
want
to show me something? Bring in Don Cherry.
Well, Don Cherry hasn't coached.
People haven't still thought about.
Show me something.
People haven't still thought about bringing back Scotty Bowman. He's 86 years old.
He's not going to do it.
But it's a thought.
But
what's Mike Keenan doing?
Mike Keenan was at the Garden the other day.
How's he doing?
I didn't see him. Somebody told me that he was around. I saw Neil Smith, too. I hadn't seen Neil in forever. He's working with the Vegas Golden Knights as a scout. There's coaches out there, but are they going to – but do you allow a potential free agent to hire your coach? I don't know if I do that.
Yeah,
and then
you
hire the guy.
Hire coach and then, if he signs.
Well, but if he's not going to sign. But even that, do you want to give that kind of power to a player, even though he's a very, very good
it's
player?
Throughout life.
Those teams usually don't win.
Did Magic Johnson get Paul Westhead fired? Got Pat Riley hired?
Oh, Taylor Hall's Magic Johnson. I didn't realize.
Well, I didn't say it, but he did win an MVP, didn't he?
Sure he did, but he's not Magic Johnson.
Okay, so back off.
We're talking Magic Johnson.
Ron Rivera, Riverboat Ron, may actually be on a riverboat. He is out of a job in Carolina.
He'll get a job in a hurry.
Yeah, he will get a job. Three winning seasons over the last decade in Carolina.
Maybe not in a hurry.
But it's time to move on. And lastly, on this day, just 4 years ago. It's already been 4 years.
4 years ago. You joined the show?
To Rogers. How about that? Rogers gets it the other way. He's thrown down. We got a flag. The game's not over. Grabbed it by the face mask. Rogers in trouble. It's going to get there. He turned 32 yesterday. Does he have a vintage moment in him? In the end zone, it is caught for the win. Richard Rodgers with a walk-off touchdown. A game ender for the Packers.
Why?
Why that moment?
Why would you play that? Who cares?
Why? The back-to-back bombs from Rodgers?
Yeah.
You don't think the Hail Mary walk-off was big?
Nah. Okay.
Maybe.
It was a big deal.
I thought it was a pretty big deal at the time.
Did you do that?
Not ENN.
Not ENN worthy?
No.
Okay, I apologize. That will do it, though, for ENN.
You know, I enjoyed that a lot.
I thought we covered a lot of different things today.
It didn't start well, but I think it finished.
Don.
No, there was some
I can't wait till we have a break so I can explain what you were saying to Don.
I figured it out.
You did?
Yeah.
He's so fast.
I just didn't think it had to go on as long as it did, but
no, I didn't think it had to go. What an awful way to start ENN.
For the record, though, I mean, listen, I make mistakes constantly, and I'm sure that was one of them. But Don just said, I don't see why it had to go on that long. He was half of what was going on long.
Yeah, but he was lost in the woods.
Michael was really the culprit.
For the record, I've learned over the last few days that if something bad is happening, Michael pushes it further and then rips you for it after. That's what you do.
That's what you learned in the last two
days?
That's
what I've learned.
Okay, good.
That, and you will literally blindside someone with a photo and try to embarrass them and ruin their
image. I'm
going to
climb up on top of a ladder and take a photo of you.
I bet you will.
The Michael Kay Show on 98.7 ESPN, brought to you by Geico. The real value in car insurance isn't how much you save, also the kind of service you get. Good thing Geico's been perfecting both for over 75 years. I'm excited. At 7 o'clock tonight, we have a full-on Hahn.
Yes.
Alan Hahn has a lot to talk about after the Knicks and the Bucks and the Hawks. Wow. That's an old Odd Couple reference. 1-800-919-3776. We'll finish it up with phone calls. Also have a giveaway. Boxing tickets. Stick around. Kay LaGreca, Rosenberg, and you on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael Kay Show podcast.
That's right, man.
Don't miss Michael, Don, and Peter weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, or look for us under Listen on the ESPN app.